A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the western United States, when gun law ruled the range country and bands of outlaws roamed the new territory, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order. No man could equal him for strength and courage, but it was his knowledge of character and his resourcefulness that made him the greatest champion of justice the West ever knew. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's trouble ahead! We've got to hurry! Hail, Silver! Away!
A masked man, an Indian, and a rider whose clothes marked him as an Easterner drew rein before a cabin about 15 miles east of the town of Pine Bluffs.
Inside. Maybe they haven't left.
Don't worry. If you've told the truth, they're putting just as many miles between themselves and this cabin as they can. Where is he?
Gone.
There, heap big fight here.
Well, that's plain enough. Tabor, I thought you said they killed Ben.
They did, I tell you. They did.
And what's become of him?
I don't know.
You're sure he wasn't merely wounded? That he couldn't have saddled and tried to reach town?
You think I can't tell when a man's done for?
Tell me just what happened here.
I told you, Jacam.
And tell me again.
Well, it was just before daybreak when I heard them ride up.
The sound of the beginning. I want to get this straight. You've been running away from these fellas?
They've trailed me all the way from the east. Ever since they got out of the penitentiary.
What do they call themselves?
They're brothers. Dade and Pete Gruber.
I see. And why are they after you?
Well, look here, mister. Don't you think we'd better do something?
If Ben's dead, we can't help him now. If he isn't, I want the whole story so I'll know how to act. Answer my question.
Well, they blamed me for sending them to prison.
Had you?
Well, yes. Yes, I suppose I did. I testified against them at their trial. They each got 10 years.
And now they want revenge, eh?
They'll stop at nothing.
Tonto, take a look around. See what you can find. Look for the trail.
Tonto, do it.
All right, Tabor, let's have the rest of it. How did you happen to stop here last night?
Well, I'd hoped it would help me lose them if I didn't go on into town.
Did you have any other reason? Had you known Ben?
Well, how could I? I've never been this part of the country before. This is the first time I've ever been west.
You started to say you heard the Grubers ride up. What happened then?
Well, at first I didn't think anything of it. I thought maybe they wanted to see Ben. It was still dark, and I didn't know who they were. It wasn't...
Yes?
Well, it wasn't until they'd broken in that I recognized them. I don't know how, but they must have traced me. Maybe someone saw me turn off the trail and told them.
And they mistook Ben for you?
And they must have. They weren't any more acquainted with him than I was. He was sleeping on that bunk there. He didn't hear them. Didn't wake up when they came in. They shot him and cleared out. Everything happened so fast, it was all over before I even realized what was up.
And then?
I looked at him, saw he was dead, and started for town to get the law. Well, I guess I got mixed up in my directions. That's how I happened to stumble on your camp.
Well, Tabor, they may have cleared out, as you say, but it looks as though they came back again.
Huh?
Maybe they suspected something had gone wrong, or maybe they just wanted to make sure they'd got you. But anyhow, they came back.
I don't understand.
That explains why Ben isn't here.
Huh?
These fellas know what they're about, Tabor. And they know you can't hang a man for murder unless you can find the victim. They've taken steps to see that Ben isn't found.
You mean they'll get away with this?
They won't. And that's a promise. Tonto. Find anything?
Two horse go north.
You think it's their trail? Then come on. We'll get after them. That's Haber.
Yes?
You think you could find your way back to our camp?
Well, I think so, but why?
Then ride there and wait for us. We'll join you there as soon as possible. Ready, Tonto? You
roll
their sign, lead the way.
Get him up, scout.
But listen.
Tabor, do as you're told. Come on, Silver, come on.
The trail the masked man and Tonto followed led them to the stage road, where it joined the road and turned west, heading for town. The masked man followed on one side of the road and Tonto on the other. Finally...
Tonto.
Huh?
You've seen nothing yet to show they might have left the road?
You don't see him.
We can't go much farther. Town's just ahead.
You
better come here. Oh, Silver.
Oh, Scott. Oh, fella. Now what do?
I was certain we'd find they left the stage road somewhere along the way.
No. Them not leave.
Evidently not. That tells a story of its own.
What you mean?
I'll explain later.
Want me go to town?
No, we've learned all that we can for the present. If they went to town, as they must have, there's not much danger that they'll go on again today.
Oh.
Right now, I'd rather have a talk with Tabor than do anything else. Back to camp, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scott.
Come on, old fella.
Scout.
Did you find anything?
Nothing.
Them follow stage trail.
They got away?
No. We can pick them up at any time. They're in Pine Bluffs, but we couldn't locate Ben.
You couldn't?
Tonto and I trailed them as far as the stage road. They kept to the road. It was impossible to read their sign. But we do know they went west, not east. So they must be in town.
If you lost their trail, how do you know they didn't turn off?
Tonto took one side of the road and I took the other. If they had, we would have known it.
But... Well, now what'll we do?
You'd better tell your story to the sheriff.
No.
Why not?
They'd kill me.
You said they already want to do that.
But they've lost me again.
You're afraid they'd find you if you entered town?
Of course they would.
Tabor, I think you need some advice.
Yes?
Stop running and face these fellows. You can't keep on the dodge forever. If you don't think you can handle them alone, go to the law and ask for protection.
What can the law do?
Jail them if they make an attempt at you.
When it's too late?
I don't see that you have much choice.
You could help me.
Yes?
I know you. I know who you are.
You do, huh? Well, who am I?
The Lone Ranger.
How did you know that?
I've heard about you. I knew you the second I saw your horse.
I see. Well, supposing you're right. What is it you believe I could do?
Find Ben.
Oh?
You said they could be hanged if you could find the man they'd shot, didn't you? Well, find him. Get them hanged.
It won't be easy. They've shown already that they're clever.
I thought the Lone Ranger wasn't afraid of anyone.
Tabor.
Well?
If I take a hand in this, will you follow my orders?
Exactly as you give them.
Very well. It's a bargain.
In the meantime, the two brothers, Dade and Pete Gruber, made no effort to conceal themselves. They remained in Pine Bluffs, and when evening arrived, they were seated in a table at the cafe.
Well, Dade, it looks as though we missed him again.
Just when I thought we had him.
Yeah, he's not in town. I made sure of that. Probably circled and went on, or doubled back.
Skunk.
Look, Dade.
Huh?
We've wasted a lot of time trying to track Tabor down. It's been 3 months. We're no closer to catching up with them than when we started.
What are you getting at?
I think it's time we gave this up. It's time we turned around and went back.
Pete, you let him go after what he did to us?
Not if I thought there was a chance of making him pay.
There is. There's a good chance.
That's what you said when I wanted to turn back at Abram.
And I'll keep on saying it.
But, Dave...
Look, Pete, if you want to go back east, that's your business. I won't try to stop you if you're set on it. But I'm not giving up.
You mean you'd go on alone?
I would.
You know darned well I wouldn't let you.
You couldn't stop me.
Dade, what do you think I am? I wouldn't try to stop you. I mean, if you won't give up, then I won't either.
Sure, I knew you wouldn't. Well, we've got to make up our minds what to do next. We've got to find another lead to Tabor. And
Dade.
We've got... What?
There's one.
Huh?
There at the door. Just come in. You were saying you hadn't seen any.
Oh, a redskin, huh?
Yeah, fine-looking fella, isn't he?
Sure is. See, what's he staring at us for?
Well, he is, isn't he?
Look, here he comes.
Now, what in blazes?
Uh-huh. It's us he's heading for, all right.
We don't know him.
Well, he sure got an idea he knows us. Wait, see what he does.
Oh.
Hello there.
Evening, Redskin.
You fella name Gruber?
Oh, know our names, huh?
What do you want?
Fella want talk to you. Him outside.
What's that?
Him wait.
Well, I'll be doggone.
It's Tabor. It must be. There's no one else around this part of the country knows who we are.
You're right.
You come?
You bet we will. Come along, Pete.
Right.
Redskin, get going.
You come this way.
He's outside, eh?
You follow Tonto. Him round side.
Keep going.
It's plenty dark.
It is.
Dade, this might be a trap. Maybe Tabor paid the Redskin to get us out here and figuring to kill
to
him.
Do what?
What? You aren't Tabor.
Where's
Tonto, get the horses. Bring them around here.
Time to do it.
Stranger, you can't...
Don't move. Don't call out.
Huh?
You're leaving town with me.
It was later that night that the Lone Ranger returned to his camp and discussed the situation with Tabor.
They refused to talk.
But where are they?
Not far. Tonto's guarding them.
Why didn't you bring them here?
I don't want them to guess if you and I are working together. They know I'm investigating Ben's murder, of course. But they don't know that I learned of it through you.
Then they didn't mention me?
Why should they?
No, I guess they wouldn't.
Their story was simply that they'd stopped at Ben's cabin, found it deserted, returned to the stage road, continuing on to town.
Did you believe them?
That's a story they'd tell, whether they were guilty or not.
Well, of course they would.
As a matter of fact, though, we've got nothing on them, as long as they hold to it.
I'd make them talk.
I doubt it.
You think I couldn't?
They won't talk for Tonto, they won't talk for you. But we'll not argue about it. We have other things to do.
What?
Tabor, there's more than one way of getting at the truth. We've tried fear, and they wouldn't weaken. Now we'll go at it another way.
What have you got in mind?
A trap.
Huh?
We want to know where Ben's hidden. Well, we'll trick them into telling us.
You've got a plan?
Yes.
What is it?
You'll have to help.
I said I would.
Well, it isn't necessary for you to know all the details. Just carry out orders, and that'll be enough.
All right. What orders?
Remember that ravine between here and the cabin?
I do.
Did you find it again in the dark?
I've just to head straight east, haven't I?
Yes. When you reach it, turn to your left and follow it to its end. It'll bring you to the base of a hill. Get to the top of that hill as quietly as possible.
And then?
You'll see a clearing below you. Dade and Pete Gruber are in that clearing. You won't be within earshot, but you'll have a good view of everything that goes on.
What's going to happen?
Tonto and I will be with them. You'll see them make a break for it. Get away. I'm going to let them escape. That's where you come into the picture. They'll be expecting Tonto and me to pursue them. But they won't have any idea that you're near.
I get it. I'm to follow them.
Right.
Yeah, but what good will that do?
They'll take you to Ben.
How do you know they will?
Just take my word for it. They will.
Then I'm to jump them.
Nothing of the kind. Don't let them realize they've been seen at any time. Just watch what they do. They remove him, find where he's taken, and get him back, and get back as quickly as you can.
If they lead me to Ben, we've got them.
Yes.
How soon do I leave?
I want to be at the clearing before you reach the hill. Give me 30 minutes.
Here, Silver.
I'll saddle up
and play your part exactly as you've been told.
Stranger, I will.
Adios. Come on, Silver. Hail, Silver. Away!
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger arrived at the clearing he'd described to Tabor, he found Tonto still safely guarding Pete and Dave Gruber. The masked man drew his great stallion to a clattering halt.
Oh, oh there, Silver. Oh, boy. Oh. Have any trouble with them, Tonto?
No. Them not make trouble.
Good.
Look here, mister.
Yes?
Are you working for Tabor? Did he hire you to bring us here?
He didn't.
You
can't He didn't hire us, but we're working with him. Tonto.
Wait.
Well?
Stranger, I don't know what you've been told, but you got us wrong. Tabor did something to us once that he's going to pay for. The law won't touch him, so we have to do the work ourselves.
So I've heard.
You couldn't have known Tabor long. He's no friend of yours. You don't owe him a thing. Now, why not throw in on our side instead of his?
That's my business.
But don't
There's no use arguing with him, Dade. Of course, Tabor's hired him. You can see that easy enough, no matter what he claims.
You're right in one thing, at least.
Yeah?
You'll get nowhere arguing. You there.
What?
Quit edging this way. Try making a break, and I promise you'll regret it.
I wasn't going to do anything.
See that you don't. Tonto. Tired, are you?
No. Me not tired.
I thought if you were, you could return to camp, and I'd stay here with these fellows.
Me stay.
Very well, then. We'll carry on.
Watch out!
Get him! Let go!
What?
Let
Keep
go!
Back.
You...
One move and the Indian gets shot.
Tonto, we grabbed your gun.
I'll take... means business, mister. Just keep your distance. Nobody will get hurt if you follow orders.
What do you think you're doing?
Clearing out.
Don't be fools.
We know what we're doing. Pete, get our horses.
Right.
Mister, you and the Redskin, listen to me.
Yes?
Don't try to follow. If you do, you'll stop lead. We'd take your horses if we thought we could handle them. But don't get ideas just because we're not leaving your foot.
Better get to the saddle, Dade.
Uh-huh. Watch him. All right, I'm set.
Let's go.
I'll warn you again, mister. Don't follow. Get up.
Get up. Get up there.
Tonto. Call Scout.
Here, Scout.
Here, Silver. Get back to camp.
What you do?
I'm riding to town. Now on your way.
Get out, Scout. Get out.
Yep. All right, old fellow. Come on.
In his office at Pine Bluffs, Sheriff Maxwell yawned as the door swung open, admitting his deputy and one of the citizens of the town.
About time you were showing up.
Howdy, Blake.
You look like you're ready to turn in.
I was out a couple hours ago. Rod, what delayed you? You think I hanker to stay here all night waiting for you to take over whenever you please?
Couldn't help it, Sheriff. The cafe just closed up. The barkeep had a mighty trouble getting some of the boys to go home. I give him a hand.
Things lively uptown?
Nothing special.
Only thing out of the ordinary, Sheriff. Ben didn't come to town.
No.
It's a fact. Didn't see him once all evening.
Well, I'll be switched. 10 years he ain't missed his card game even one night. Think of the boys have cleaned him?
Said they hadn't. Said Ben had been having a run of luck.
That's a funny thing. You'd expect him to ride it.
Yeah.
When he comes in tomorrow, we'll have to ask him about it.
Don't look for Ben tomorrow, Sheriff.
A masked man.
Because he's dead.
What's that?
Lord? Don't slap leather.
You can't.
I warned you.
That draw.
It's a holdup.
It isn't.
Then what in thunder?
You were speaking of Ben Ridge when I came in here. He's been murdered.
Huh?
What's that?
It's the truth.
Is this some kind of a game?
No.
Ben,
let me
is...
talk to him, Sheriff. Mister, how do you know Ben's dead?
Come with me and I'll take you to him.
How'd he die?
I've already told you it was murder. He was shot.
You see it?
No.
Someone tell you about it?
Yes.
Then why didn't he report it? Instead of sending a masked man here.
For reasons of his own. And I wasn't sent here. I came because I chose to.
By gravy, if Ben's killed, I'll bet a penny that it was you that done it.
And then report it to you so that you could get on my trail that much sooner?
Well...
You're talking nonsense and wasting time. Or don't you want to make the arrest?
Huh? Arrest? And you know who done it?
Yes.
Who?
You wouldn't know if I told you.
Mister, I've got a notion you're up to some trick.
I am, huh?
You're going to ask us to leave town with you, ain't you?
I am.
Thought so. Then while we're gone, your pards ride in and...
Oh, that's what you're afraid of. Here.
Huh?
Take my guns.
What in...
Take them.
Doggone right I will.
Now then, I'm unarmed. If you wish to put it that way, I'm practically your prisoner. If you find I've been lying to you, you can jail me.
Hey, Sheriff, he talks like maybe he's on the level.
Does it that?
He couldn't do more, Sheriff. I'd say you better look into this.
You'll come along, too?
Sure.
Good enough. All right, stranger.
Yes?
Lead the way to wherever we're going. But here's something to keep in mind. One wrong move, and you played your last trick on the law.
Tonto was still alone when the masked man arrived with his three companions.
Oh, there, Silver. Oh, boy. He hasn't come back yet, Tonto?
No, he knocked him.
Good. I might as well dismount, Sheriff. We'll have to wait.
Just a second.
Well?
This looks doggone funny to me. Where's Ben? Where's his killer? Whose camp is this, and what do we have to wait for?
This camp is mine. Where Ben is, I don't know. We're waiting for the man who can show us.
I don't savvy.
I haven't had time to tell you the whole story.
He ain't hardly told us nothing.
We know Ben was killed, although we haven't seen him. But we don't know where he is. We know who killed him. But to prove it and to find him, we had to use a trick.
Yeah?
And that trick worked. An Easterner by the name of Tabor would soon be here.
Tabor, huh? What's he got to do with it?
He'll tell us where Ben's been hidden.
In other words, you mean there's a chance your trick failed and Ben won't be located, eh?
A chance, yes. But one chance in a million.
Sheriff returned the Lone Ranger's guns, and the men waited patiently. It was not long before they heard the hoofbeats of a swiftly approaching horse.
This must be him.
Riding fast.
Yeah, he is.
Tabor!
Ranger, I trailed him. Oh, boy. Oh, over there. Oh, boy.
They took you to Ben?
Right.
You weren't discovered?
I wasn't.
You can show us where Ben's hidden?
I'll take you right there.
Get to your horses. Right. Get going. Come on, Silver.
Yeah, hurry up. Hurry.
Guided by Tabor, they rode at top speed to the south of Pine Bluffs. At last, Tabor raised his arm in a signal to halt, and several minutes later...
Ben Dunfer. Gosh, it don't hardly seem possible.
He never done anybody a hurt in his whole life.
It's just too doggone bad. You can't hang a fella a dozen times over. If I could just lay hands on the rotten skunk that done this, I'd...
There were two of them, Deputy. Not one.
You know them? You can name them?
I can.
Who were they? Tell us who the Polecats was.
Two brothers. Strangers to this part of the country. Their names are Dade and Pete Gruber. When they shot Ben, they thought they were shooting me.
Say, they couldn't be the two strangers I seen in the cafe early this evening, could they?
They were.
They looked like Easterners.
They followed me all the way from the east.
Where are they? Where in Tunkett can I lay my hands on them?
Well, I don't know. But the masked man and Tonto might be able to trail them.
That won't be necessary.
You know where they are now?
Not far. And if you're patient, they'll soon join us.
What?
You mean they'll be idiots enough to come back where they hit Ben while we're here?
Yes.
That sounds local.
I know what I'm talking about. They should be here any moment.
You sent someone after them?
No.
Then why'll they come back? Don't they know it means hanging? Well, I saw them shoot Ben. I can testify against them.
I think you'll find this is them now.
Deputy, get your gun ready.
Right. Shoot them down. Don't give them a chance to make a fight of it.
Put down those guns.
But
put
I
them down or I'll shoot them out of your hands. I'm handling this.
You'd better show a good reason for what you're doing, or it'll sure go tough with you.
I will. Hello there.
Whoa, steady.
I see you didn't have any trouble trailing us.
We took good care. You never got too far in the lead.
Say, what in thunder is this all about? Sheriff, arrest these men.
Not them, Sheriff. Arrest Tabor.
Huh?
What's that?
He's the man you want. He killed Ben.
That's a lie. I didn't.
I've known it since you first told me your story. In the first place, you said Dade and Pete entered the cabin, shot Ben, and rode away. But the cabin showed evidence of a fight. You were careless there.
But I told
you... Quiet. In the second place, when we followed their trail from the cabin, we told you they hadn't turned off from the stage road anywhere on the trip to town. If they didn't turn off, how could they have hidden the man they were supposed to have murdered?
But I trailed them here. I trailed them after they'd escaped from you.
That escape wasn't a trap to catch them. It was a trap to prove the killing on you. You made no attempt to follow them. You didn't have to. You already knew where Ben was because you'd taken him here. You waited just long enough to make your report convincing, then returned to camp.
But Tabor said these two men were out to kill him for revenge.
Which is the weakest part of his story, Sheriff. And the part that you can check personally to prove he was lying. I got the true story when I took these men from the cafe.
The true story?
We've never been in jail, Sheriff. We followed Tabor from the east because he had stolen diamonds from us, worth $20,000.
We knew he'd stolen them. But he convinced the authorities that he had an alibi. They released him.
And we followed to get those diamonds back and send him to jail for theft.
Instead, he'll go there for murder and won't leave jail except to hang.
Gosh, I don't know what to believe.
They're lying to you, Sheriff. Would you take the word of a masked man?
There's still one more thing against Tabor, Sheriff.
Huh? What?
Search him. You'll know what I mean as soon as you find it.
You got any objections to being searched?
Of course I have. It's an outrage.
Then I'll search him. Hold him, Tonto. Save your strength, Tabor. You won't get away from Tonto.
But what are you looking for?
Now, one moment.
What do you mean?
Here. Look inside this pouch.
Hand it over. Well, I'll be switched.
What's in there?
The diamond.
Is that enough proof?
If I find out after telegraphing east that these two gents weren't never in jail, it will be.
Good,
You'll never take me in.
Stop him. He's going for the masked man's horse.
Stop.
If he gets away on that critter, we'll never catch him again.
Wait.
But he's going...
Let him try it. He'll not go far. There.
Oh! The horse will kill him.
Back, Silver. Back, old fellow. Here, boy.
Well, doggone.
You think you can handle him now, Sheriff?
From the looks of him, after that horse of yours threw him, anybody could.
Yep. Come on, Tonto.
Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.